Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, here with Lindsay Jewett from Best Buddies International. But you guys have a local New York chapter here as well, correct?
Yeah, so we've been in the area for almost 6 years now. We are part of the national organization that's been around for over 30 years. Our founder is Anthony Kennedy Shriver. So those Kennedys and Shrivers probably sound familiar to everybody. So their family has founded Special Olympics and has worked in disability and inclusion rights for, I don't even know, 60, 70 years. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So you guys started your own chapter here through them?
Yep. So we started 6 years ago. I was hired on to start programs in the area. Been with the organization ever since, and now over 40 different school-based programs, and just growing into our adult program. So it's been kind of a crazy ride for 6 years. It doesn't feel like 6 years, but it's definitely been.
That's great.
6 years.
And just walk us through exactly like what Best Buddies does in the community.
Yeah, so Best Buddies was founded on the thought that everyone deserves a friend. A lot of our students that go to different schools in the area, or even just in national schools in general, are put in different programs. So whether you're in a special needs program or if you're in a typical program, you're not really meshing together as students. A lot of times our special education programs are in the basement of a school, in the back hallways of a school. So those students are not really interacting with the rest of the environment of their school community. Best Buddies comes in, we train staff, we train the students on how to be more socially inclusive. As things have progressed over the last 5 years, social inclusion looks very different.
Yes.
It includes students that might have a different sexual orientation or different race, different political beliefs. So we really try to educate all of our kids that everyone has an equal say at the table. Everyone's kind of on the same playing field. So sometimes that can be kind of a difficult situation. We start at elementary school, so we start with like the little itty-bitty five-year-olds.
Sure.
Who are very honest and don't see a lot of the differences. And we work all the way through colleges when, you know, individuals with IDD want the same things that we all have. They want to have a job, they want to have a family, they want to have a home. And some of those things are not available to them. So we kind of give them the opportunity to work with individuals that are their own ages to see how they can go ahead and make those things happen for themselves.
That's great. And I know, like you said, your whole goal is that, you know, everyone deserves a friend. And I'm sure that's gotten even harder with, you know, COVID in the last year and a half, 2 years.
I feel like we can't not have talk about COVID.
Yeah.
We're talking about social inclusion.
Yes.
Yeah. When the pandemic first hit, we realized it was starting to hit when schools started shutting down. So we work at, like I said, a lot of colleges and schools are shutting down. And we're like, this is not going to end well. Like something is going to go wrong. And then we went into mass shutdown, as we all know, and a lot of our programs are all in-person based. And so they're having meetings at school. They're going to movies together. They're going to the malls together. When everything's shut down, you can't do any of that stuff.
Right.
A lot of our individuals with IDD have a higher rate of COVID issues and, you know, pre-existing conditions. So that makes it even more scary for families to get involved with outdoor activities. And we actually didn't do an in-person activity from March 2020 to May 2021. So we took a big break. A lot of the stuff we did was virtual, so we kept kids connected that way, which really did work. But the first couple interactions of seeing kids in person again, being able to say hi, being able to even just do an air high five, you know, it really impacted us as staff. But I think the biggest part of COVID for us is that it really shows everybody what it feels like to not have a social network.
Yes.
You know, even if you had 10, 15 really good friends during COVID, you weren't seeing them.
No.
You weren't spending time with them. You weren't going out to restaurants and seeing other individuals in the community. And so we've seen a lot of interest from people since then, because now they understand what social inclusion looks like and should feel like. So
it's almost like, I mean, as much as COVID sucks, it looks like it almost kind of benefited you
guys
in a way.
Yeah, it's like a double-edged sword.
I mean, yes.
It's been rough, especially from a development side where we're, you know, we're a nonprofit. We need to make money. And we haven't felt the effects that much in New York, which has been great. And even as a national organization, we haven't felt it as much. But, you know, it really did make people more aware. And we were able to communicate different needs to different people. And the community really came out and helped us in a lot of different areas and gave us opportunities to have our kids be involved in things. So it's been good. I don't think you can say COVID's been good, but it's
sure.
It's been an interesting change in pace.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. I like that.
Yeah.
So you guys are partnering with Rochester's Bravest Calendar this year, which is an annual thing for them with the local 1071 chapter.
Yes. So we have known about this calendar for many years. As I said, I've been with the organization for a while. And I've been hunting them down and begging them to be involved, which has been super cool. They started it just as a way to kind of give back to the community.
Yeah.
The guys and gals that we work with are just lovely people, and they just want to help the community. And it started really simple for them. They were doing the fashion show, and for the Center for Youth, that's an annual event. And they're like, we want to do more. Like, you know, we've shown everybody how handsome and how gorgeous we can look.
Yes.
These people are definitely in physical condition that I am not in. And they wanted to instill kind of the level of physical activity and kind of mindfulness that they had into the younger guys that are on the fire squad with them. So they started 3 years ago. This is kind of one of their bigger years now that we're coming out of COVID. They usually always raise $10,000 to $20,000, which is incredible, especially during COVID. And so they really just use it as a tool to work with the younger staff and to make sure that everyone is physically fit. They work out together.
Oh, wow.
It's a big thing.
It is a big thing.
I would not want to do any of that. They have like a gym in one of the firehouses. And I was like, what is this for? Like, I would not be just working out throughout the day. But like, I mean, again, they also run into burning buildings.
Sure.
So they need to be physically fit. So
yeah.
Their passion for what they do is really awesome. They want to know what kind of communities are helping. They want to interact with our participants, which, you know, money is great when you get involved with different, not, you know, groups that want to raise money for you. But you want to see passion out of them for us, just as we have passion for them. So, you know, over the course of the month of December, I think we had 22 different things going on. We're at the public market on the weekends, which is super fun because we're able to interact with the public, which again, like you couldn't do that last year.
Sure.
And we've done some great things at local restaurants. But one of the biggest things is when they were shooting the calendar, we brought some of our participants out to kind of just hang out with them.
Oh, so cool.
So they could understand like what we actually do. And I'm a visual person and an experienced person. And one of our buddies was doing push-ups with them and they were all like, this is the greatest organization. You guys are so fun. So
yeah.
You know, we try to keep them entertained.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do partner with a different charity every year. And now Best Buddies gets to partner with Rochester's Bravest, which is super awesome.
It was kind of like a crazy process. Like, they, like, called me and they're like, okay, let's talk about it. And I was like, oh, am I, like, interviewing for this? Okay, here we go. And they, like I said, they're wonderful at what they do. And we're lucky that they have such a good heart for this because it's easy to work with people like that. Like, if they're passionate and, like, you know, I'm a pretty direct person, so it's hard to work with me sometimes.
Sure.
But, you know, we have a great working relationship. The guys, Mike Suds and Dan Fox, kind of started this whole thing. And Archie Jenkins is my go-to man when it comes to making sure that we have everything kind of down to right when it comes to money.
Because we all need that person.
He needs to do it for my life, I think, because he's really organized. So it's just been a really fun experience for everybody. I think it's cool when we can highlight our first responders, but like also highlight what we do. We've worked with the RPD in the past, and it's always nice to highlight those people for doing something that's not really in their job description. They just do it out of the goodness of their heart. So
definitely.
Yeah.
So you said that you are at the public market.
Yes.
Holidays at the market.
Yes. Holidays at the market. So we're there this week and next on Saturday from like 9 to noon. So the 11th and the 18th. And then we'll be there next Thursday for the holidays at the market. We will be at Rock Holiday Village. So it's a little different than Rock. There's so many great things that go on in Rochester for the holidays.
So true.
So Rock Holiday Village is back. We'll be there on the 18th from like 5 to 9. And they're selling them in the little shop that they have there as well. So
okay.
They're helping out as well. Friday the 10th, we are having a Windjammer celebration out at Charlotte. So that'll be super fun. And so what the best part about it is you can order them online and we can send them to you. And you don't even have to worry about it. So
oh, great.
If you have a Christmas list that we can help you with, we have them available and we can send them out to you. We send them out either next day or 2 days afterwards so you get them before the holidays.
Oh, that's perfect.
I say that, and you never know.
Well, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed. The FedEx, Amazon, UPS people have been busy.
Stressful.
It has been. And then at some of these events, or at all these events, maybe, they can meet some of these calendar guys.
Yes. So a lot of the guys and gals come out and hang out with us. So there are males and females in the calendar. Everyone always asks me that because it's like a thing.
It's important to know.
It's important to know. And we've had a lot of suggestions over the past couple weeks when we meet everybody. So when they come up, they'll meet some firefighters, then they'll meet participants from Best Buddies. So we're able to talk to everyone about both things. And a lot of times people are like, you guys should have a male calendar and a female calendar. So some ideas for next year. Some of them has suggested, like, have Dad Bob calendar, which I think would be fabulous. But people really get into this. Like, they have fans that, like, follow them around.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to kind of watch people interact with them. And, like, also they're firefighters. So, like, little kids love to come up. They're always in their gear. So the kids really get excited about that. And, again, like, it's just a great way to highlight that they're doing this on their own time. Like I said, we're doing it early in the morning or late at night. And these guys come out and these girls come out. And they're just there to be smiling and supportive, which is really great for
Definitely.
Us.
It sounds like it's like a big thing in this community.
It is.
So it's like a mutual benefit for both these calendar people and for Best Buddies.
And it's funny because a lot of times like they don't look the same. Like they'll have a hat on or something. And then a lot of people come up like, where's Mr. December? And then he's like, I'm right here. And they're like, oh, I'm embarrassed now. Like, it's like the funniest thing. It's really cool to kind of watch it. And I was like laughing last week. I said to somebody, I was like, this is like work. Like, this is actually like a fun job to have.
Yeah.
Like, just hang out with firefighters and sell calendars. And
not a bad way to spend the day.
And like, honestly, like I said, like Rochester has so many cool things to do during the wintertime. Like, the public market has a great house. Like, that's so much fun. There's horses and Santa and like so much fun. And then the Rock Holly Village, if you haven't been there, like, that's incredible. Like, it's the coolest thing. With the igloos and the ice skating. Actually, the firefighters were like, oh, what is this? And I was like, you guys don't know what this is? Like, you need to be involved.
It looks like the most fun celebration ever.
It's so cool. So we're going to be there one of the last nights on the 18th, and they're super stoked about it. Like, they're so excited to go. So I'm excited.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. So I read you guys have a goal to raise $40,000, which is incredible. That's an awesome goal.
That was not my goal. That was, that was the guys from Local 1071. But it was because they usually do raise 15 to 20, and the last 2 years have been affected by COVID. So what does it look like in a non-COVID world when we have a lot of kind of press and kind of social media behind it, which not always is the case because they're working with organizations. So if the organization can supply that to them, that's super helpful. And we are social media crazy because we work with teenagers all day long. So we're constantly on social media.
Definitely.
And I love social media, so I'm constantly promoting it. So we'll see. We're close. I think right now we are about halfway there, maybe.
Great.
So in the next 2 weeks, we're hoping to see a bunch. We just had like a ton of orders come in yesterday. And so they're $20. So when you do the math, it's about 2,000 calendars.
There you go.
So, you know, we're just going as we can. And, you know, again, what's cool about it is it's all local firefighters, which people really love to hear that, too, that they're all local people. And like I said, they're males and females. And like that really speaks to a lot of people.
Definitely.
And a lot of them are just really excited to be. They always say, we're here for the kids. We're here for the kids. They like to have that part of their life.
Yeah.
So.
What programs do you hope to like put this money towards?
Yeah, so we have had our Citizens program open for about 2 years. So Citizens is the same idea as our school-based programs, but it is for adults. So individuals living in group homes, individuals living at home that don't have jobs, that don't really have social networks to be able to go out in the community. I always say it's like somebody that's 21 that might have Down syndrome, or an individual with Down syndrome, I should say. They might be living at home. They might have a wonderful life. But they need to have peers that are their own age, asking them out to do things and be included in that part of
being a true friend.
And being a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
So our citizen program started 2 weeks before COVID hit.
Wow.
And we had one mixer. And so we're trying to grow that program as much as we can. We always need individuals that are able to volunteer their time to join us, but then we pair them up with a buddy. And once they have a buddy, they kind of can do whatever they want to do. They can invite them to an Amherst game. They can invite them to a Bills game. They can do whatever they want to do on their own time. And they really do have the benefit of a friend. We go through a pretty good vetting process. So we pair someone up with someone that you might have similar interests with or similar personalities with. But we're really trying to get that program kind of roll more robust because it's a great need in our community.
Absolutely.
A lot of our friends with disabilities that turn 21, they may not be able to go to college. There's not enough programs available. Nazareth has a wonderful program called Life Prep, but they only allow in 10 to 15 students a year. And
that's
10 to 15 students a year.
Yeah.
And when you think about how big our schools are in the area and how big those programs can become, you're missing a ton of kids that unfortunately can't be involved in the school-based programs. They can be involved with our programs, but still not giving them the college experience.
Sure.
So they may not be meeting friends that they have 10 years from now. And Best Buddies really does form one-to-one friendships. And there are people I know that have been in each other's weddings, that have been friends for years, that are godparents to people's children, because the foundation has been around for so long that now these relationships are starting to come out. So we're hoping for the same thing here in Rochester. Obviously, it's only been 6 years, but I tell you, there are kids that I got started with 6 years ago that are now almost out of college and like still friends with their buddies, and buddies have moved out of state and they still talk to each other. And it's
good.
It's so important to keep those relationships going.
It seems like a true fundamental friendship.
And we are very much involved with making sure that everyone feels included. So at any of our events, no one's standing off to the side unless they choose to stand off to the side.
Sure.
I always say when I go into cafeterias and if I see someone sitting alone, I walk up to them. Do you want to sit by yourself? Some people do. Sometimes I like to sit by myself. But if they say, no, I don't have anyone to sit with, then my trigger goes off and I'll be able to find somebody real quick that you're going to sit with.
There you go.
That was always my biggest thing when I was in schools. Now with COVID, we're not in as much, but no one should be sitting alone. No one should feel like they don't have somebody. And again, like it translates to so many other things. It translates. Best Ways has a jobs program. If you understand how to work with an individual that has a disability or just is a little bit different than you, then you might want to employ them when you own a business and when you're older. There's so many different ways that this can be more inclusive all the way around that we can start. If we're starting with you in kindergarten and we have you for all that, you know, all those years, then we really can make a beneficial impact on the future of Rochester, the future of Monroe County, the future of New York, the future of the country.
So. I agree. Does Best Buddy have a need for volunteers?
Always. Now that things are back in person, so to speak, knock on wood, we have our friendship walk, which is coming up in April, which is always super fun. It sounds just as fun as it is. It's a friendship walk. So people come and walk with their friends just to support each other. It's really great. And then we have a gala every year, and people love to volunteer for galas because they're super pretty and super fun.
Definitely.
We were back in person in November for the first time for our gala in about a year and a half, and that was interesting, but it was nice to be back in person and
Definitely.
See people smiling and everyone kind of amped about Best Buddies. So always need volunteers.
If people wanted to volunteer who are listening right now, where would they do that?
So they literally can email newyork@bestbuddies.org. Super easy. Just say you're from the Rochester market, you're interested in volunteering, and then they'll direct you to the right people.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're easy.
Anything else you'd like to add, Lindsay?
Yeah, so if you go onto Facebook and you find Rochester's Bravest, they have a Facebook link and that has all the information on how to order online or come see us. Sometimes, you know, they'll look like they do in the calendar and they'll take the shirt off for you. They love taking pictures with you. They will sign your calendar for you, which is always super lovely. So yeah, just come on out and support Rochester's Bravest and Best Buddies.
Where can they find those events you're going to be at as well?
That's all on Facebook as well. So if you go hit the events Great. Button on the Facebook thing, it'll show all the events and what times we're going to be there.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for coming
thank
in and
you.
Chatting about this. It's super cool. And I'm glad that you guys get to partner with this calendar
I
this
am
year.
Too.
That is Lindsay Jewett from Best Buddies of Western New York. I'm Ray G, and this is Rochester Speaks.